Welcome to the Banner of Truth broadcast. The following program of inspiration is brought to you by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. You can find one or more Free Reformed Churches in this station's listening area. And now, the Banner of Truth with Pastor Hans Overduun, the minister of the Calgary Free Reformed Church.
Dear friends, in the coming weeks before Christmas Day 2016, I invite you to reflect with me on four of the main names and titles given the Savior, of whom the Holy Bible tells us about. Then on Christmas Day, which is on the last Sunday of this year, we will consider the wonder of His birth, His incarnation as Emmanuel, God with us. This plan is purposeful on my part as Banner of Truth radio minister, because with the new year beginning January 1, 2017, Reverend Jack Schumann, minister of the Free Reformed Church of Abbotsford, will take over from me in this radio ministry. I have been radio minister for 15 and a half years, and we are most grateful to God as Free Reformed Churches for another Christian gospel-focused minister now taking over this work. As I come to the end of my work in this role, it is fitting that we focus in the few remaining messages especially on the Savior, whom God in the fullness of time sent into this world to serve as the long-promised, almighty, one and only blessed Savior of sinners. So let us think on Him now, considering the four main names of the Savior. Do you know what they are? In all the Bible, there are probably close to 200 names and titles for the Savior. And not all of them together fully can describe Him as the precious, perfect Savior He truly is for His people, the Savior of sinners. But there are four main names for the Savior, and these four are Jesus, Christ, Son, and Lord. It is very special how the Apostle Paul, in his great explanation and defense of the gospel message of the Bible, states also in Romans 1 verse 3 that he was called and separated unto the gospel of God concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. All four names in one verse, in the only place in the whole Bible. And oh, endless gospel tidings, dear friends, full of infinite good news is given us. We need to know, just with these four main names, and really each name and title for the Savior is inexhaustible good news, and something to be so drawn by and holily excited about. Today's message, as I said, is on the first of the Savior's name, His name, Jesus, His personal name. This is our theme, too, and we will consider under this theme, His name Jesus, how that name is a name divinely chosen, delightfully proven, and infinitely inviting. Our first point, a name divinely chosen. Here, think with me how parents, when they have a child, they are given the task to choose a name for their child. Sometimes it is not easy to pick a name. God, of course, doesn't need to search through the human collection of countless names that He could have chosen from. No, we can be sure, in fact, that from eternity He had already planned the name for the baby born of the Virgin Mary there in Bethlehem long ago. The name which Paul calls in Philippians 2, the name which is above every name, was to be Jesus. His name is Jesus. That is what God decided and determined, and it is striking, actually, how often the gospel accounts also highlight this very fact. We read in Matthew 1:21, the angel told Joseph, Mary, his espoused wife, to whom he was not yet married to, was expecting a child. Yes, the promised Messiah child, even, miraculously conceived by the Holy Spirit in her womb. And Joseph now was to call him Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21 says. And then notice how at the end of Matthew chapter 1, verse 25, we are told, "When the baby was born, Joseph, the stepfather of the child, did as the angel said, and he called his name Jesus." Then we read, too, in Luke 2, verse 21, "And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb." Quickly, this Jesus became known also as Jesus of Nazareth, called out to as such in Mark 1:24. And Nazareth, we know, was also Jesus' hometown, where he was raised after his birth in Bethlehem of Judah. In John 1, verse 45, we are informed of Philip finding Nathanael to tell him of their discovery of the Savior, the promised Messiah, saying to him then in that verse, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth." Now, why would God have chosen this name, Jesus, for the Savior? One very plain reason is because that name Jesus actually means Savior. Jesus came to serve as Savior of sinners, "for he shall save his people from their sins," the angel had told Joseph. So God gives his son a name that reflects and proclaims and promises exactly what he came here to do. The wonder about all God's names is that all his names are not just simply labels distinguishing Jesus from others, like with our names. No, but his names are all actual descriptions of the Savior in every detail and way. God perfectly reflects and exhibits what his names state and describe. So to the name Jesus, every time you see it or read it or hear it or pray in this name, it is to remind us, you and me, and all peoples, that Jesus came to be Savior of sinners, to save his people from their sins. As one put it, his name Jesus didn't and doesn't just mean that God saves, but it meant that he, Jesus, was the God who saves. It right away proclaims, you see, and makes clear the particular mission Jesus, as divinely sent Savior, had and would fulfill, namely, to save his people from their sins. Just the name Jesus, then, as divinely chosen name for the Savior, is so precious and full of gospel tidings. Don't you think and say so too? The Old Testament name of Joshua, which also means Jehovah saves, sheds light on this name Jesus too. Joshua, after Moses, you may know, was used of God to bring the people triumphantly from the wilderness journey from out of Egypt, finally into the promised land of Canaan. Well, now Jesus, dear friends, is the greater than Joshua, and he came to seek and to save the lost, to bring sinners like us into the ultimate promised land. And what a Savior of sinners is Jesus as crucified and risen Redeemer. Putting this all together, don't you think with me, God Triune must have had so much joy in naming the baby born in Bethlehem Jesus? The only hope for this fallen world of sinners is the Savior of sinners, whom God sent, that Savior, with the name Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth. Doesn't just that name of Jesus for the Savior bless your mind and heart too, then? Not just this coming season, but in all your life. Shouldn't we so love God the Father for choosing this particular name for his Son when come to this earth, this name so meaningful? And shouldn't we thank the Holy Spirit for letting us know his name as given so many times in Scripture? Oh, let us be so drawn to the Savior just from his precious name, Jesus. His name is to be Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins. How terrible when this name is used as a curse word, as is so much done in our times, by all too many, most thoughtlessly and carelessly and callously. May God keep us, you and me, from the awful misuse of Jesus' name, to giving rather always honor and praise to the Savior and his name, Jesus. Yes, for notice our second main point about his name Jesus, and that is, it is a delightfully proven name too. And by this I mean how Jesus demonstrated it in every way. He is his name indeed. and how he loved to live up to his name. Some people like to change their name. They don't like it, but Jesus loved his name, and even in heaven, and from heaven, he tells us his name is Jesus. The name Jesus is a name delightfully proven. We can say this because Jesus deliberately came into this world for to seek and to save sinners. As Luke 19 verse 10 tells us, he came to seek and to save the lost. Constantly also Jesus met with sinners, didn't he? Not one person he met with here on earth was not a sinner. And Jesus preached the good news to all, proclaiming himself in his preaching and with his miracles as the one and only Savior of sinners. The triumphant Savior. Jesus cast out demon spirits and reached out to sinful publicans and sinful Pharisees, to Jew and Gentile, making himself known as the only one who can forgive sins and deliver us from death and rescue us from the grave and give us escape from never-ending hell and entrance, yes, into eternal heaven. Jesus showed himself as the one who did bring peace and joy and saving, healing power in our sin and misery. There is no sin nor sin consequence that Jesus proved unable to deal with triumphantly. With him and his once-for-all sacrifice for sin on Golgotha is plenteous redemption and perfect and everlasting reconciliation with God. That's the good news. Plus the Gospels prove over and over there was and is no sinner Jesus refused to reach out to, coming to him for his mercy and saving grace and power. His name is Jesus. And that name is delightfully proven by Jesus himself also when he said, as we can read in Matthew 20, verse 28, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus owned his name, and he prized it probably most of all on the cross of Calvary, where we are told Pilate also wrote on a sign above Jesus' head, according to John 19, verse 19, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And we are told in the following verse, this was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin, meaning to say, by God's design, really, all the world needs to see and to hear this name, Jesus, given and proven by Jesus' finished work on sinners' behalf. He came to be Savior, to save his people from their sins. His name is Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Why, behold, Jesus, even when on the cross, saving that repentant thief who cried to him, hanging there beside him, for mercy. Think of Jesus, too, drawing to himself, even with his crucifixion, that Roman centurion who acknowledged this Jesus, for who he truly was and is. The only begotten Son of God, the Savior of sinners, sent by God into this world, headed to destruction, except for Jesus, the Savior, and trusting and following him. This name Jesus should always remind us of our greatest need as fallen sinners by nature, and the almighty complete provision of God on sinners' behalf through the sin-atoning, blood-redeeming salvation sacrifice of Christ and him crucified. Jesus would give himself even to the death of the cross to seek and to save sinners. And giving his all so to save sinners like us, there is nothing, dear friends, God withholds from his people. As many as repent of sin and trust and follow him, in and with Jesus, the Savior of sinners, we find full and free deliverance from all that is evil in and from us, and we are given instead full and free salvation blessings for soul and body, in life and death, for now and forevermore. Just listen here to how the Apostle John ends thus his gospel account in John 21, verse 25. Focusing on the endless glory and riches of Jesus as Savior of sinners. After writing all he did in his gospel account by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle John closes his gospel account saying, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. In other words, John couldn't say enough good news about Jesus the Savior, that name of whom Peter writes in Acts 4, verse 12, neither is there any other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. The apostles, we read in Acts 5, verse 42, ministered also daily in the temple and in every house, and they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Why? Because, you see, Jesus was and is the only Savior of sinners. And what a Savior of sinners he truly is in all his person and work. Yes, as revealed to us, even just in the name Jesus. How powerful that in the very last chapter of the Bible, Revelation 22, verse 16, we read also these words from the exalted Savior, as heard by John on the Isle of Patmos. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel, my messenger, to testify unto you these things in the churches. Even in eternal glory now, do you notice it with me? Jesus prizes his own personal God-given name, and he would have all of us pay attention to this name, most excellent and wonderful by itself, the name Jesus. Do you this day understand and prize the name Jesus, given for the Savior, as we might and should? Here, listen to the Heidelberg Catechism's summary teaching on the name Jesus, as given in question and answer 29 and 30. Question 29. Why is the Son of God called Jesus, that is, a Savior? Answer, because he saves us and delivers us from our sins. And likewise, because we ought not to seek, neither can find salvation in any other. Question 30. Do such then believe in Jesus, the only Savior, who seek their salvation and welfare of saints, of themselves, or anywhere else? Answer, they do not. For though they boast of him in words, yet in deeds they deny Jesus, the only deliverer and Savior. For one of these two things must be true, that either Jesus is not a complete Savior, or that they who by a true faith receive this Savior must find all things in him necessary to their salvation. What faithful, full gospel teaching this truly is, dear friends. How extremely sad it is that not only all too many people in the world just ignore Jesus as only Savior, but that also all too many church people think of Jesus as perhaps just one of various Saviors, whatever people might choose. Still others, while acknowledging Jesus as only Savior, yet fail to own and confess him as complete and total Savior of sinners, and instead wrongfully promote alongside of him so-called co-redeemers. Like Mary, the mother of Jesus, or someone else, some so-called saintly person, all who are sinners in themselves and never can help to save anyone. Here let me give you what one put so well, stating, quote, there is no both and with Jesus, only either or. Either Jesus is the only Savior, the perfect Savior, and your only comfort in life and death, or Jesus is for you no Savior at all. End of quote. How true this is. And I ask that you understand and believe this too with all your mind and heart and soul. His name is Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins, not just from some of their sins and sinfulness, but all of it from start to finish. In the letter of Paul to the Galatians, Paul warns so strongly against all who would teach and preach a gospel, another gospel, proclaiming Jesus plus something else or someone else. No, it is Jesus only who saves, and Jesus alone who saves. And he saves in his amazing grace completely, totally, freely, now and forever, all by his glorious person and finished work without any contribution from elsewhere. In Jesus Christ, we are to find our all in all. Neither is there salvation in any other, no, not in any way, at any time, for anyone, anywhere. Is this not the testimony of all true Christians, what the Bible so clearly teaches, and what makes the Christian gospel message and faith in Jesus Christ so distinct and comforting and liberating and life-changing, indeed, beyond what all words can tell? Here let me read a poem from John Newton, wrote by him long ago when meditating on Jesus' name and all its meaning. It goes like this. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. It makes the wounded spirit whole and calms the troubled breast. 'Tis manna to the hungry soul and to the weary rest. Dear name, the rock on which I build, my shield and hiding place, my never-failing treasury filled with boundless stores of grace. By thee my prayers acceptance gain, although with sin defiled. Satan accuses me in vain, and I am owned a child. Jesus, my shepherd, husband, friend, O prophet, priest, and king, my Lord, my life, my way, my end, accept the praise I bring. Weak is the effort of my heart, and cold my warmest thought, but when I see thee as thou art, I'll praise thee as I ought. Till then I would thy love proclaim with every fleeting breath, and may the music of thy name refresh my soul in death. Oh, indeed, just the name Jesus, you see, tells us all this good news, these great gospel tidings, never failing and never ending. His name Jesus is so wonderful, being a name divinely chosen, delightfully proven, and lastly, infinitely inviting. With this point, isn't it true that Jesus calls his people to tell all the world about him as one and only Savior of sinners? What did Jesus say to his disciples in Acts 1 verse 9, just before his ascension back into heaven? But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And whom did Peter then proclaim when the Holy Spirit came upon them, as told us in Acts 2? We read in Acts 2, verse 22, Peter declaring, Ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth. And then he went on, telling of him as crucified but risen Savior of sinners. So the apostle proclaims in Acts 2, verse 32, This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. And he says further in verse 36, Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Likewise in Acts 8, verse 35, we read of Philip sent by God to reach out to the Ethiopian eunuch, as that man was reading from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 53, but not understanding what he read. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at that same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. You see, Jesus' name just is infinitely inviting for all who have ears to hear. We live in a world that is lost in sin, blinded in false religion, and ensnared in mindless ungodliness and empty worldliness and devilish darkness and despairing anguish and constant lawlessness. Isn't this evident in so many ways, in so many lives, if you and I are honest, even just with the news of each day? The Christian gospel message is that only the Christ child, whose name is Jesus of Nazareth, is both able and willing to save sinners from all our sins and sinfulness, and from the miseries thereof, now and forever even. How then this gospel truth ought to compel the Christian church and all confessing believers to have such a passion and zeal for the gospel of Jesus Christ being proclaimed in truth and love to those around us and to the end of the earth, while it's yet the day of grace. The name Jesus calls all to trust and follow him as only Savior. The name Jesus urges all to repent of sin and believe on him, for he is his name. No one ever has come to Jesus calling for mercy, only to discover this Jesus doesn't live up to his name. No, listen here to 1 Timothy 1 verse 15. There the apostle Paul exclaims, This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, Paul adds. And the apostle meant with that addition, if this Jesus could save a sinner like me, one who was a persecutor and murderer of Christians and blasphemer before God and others, if I can be saved by this Jesus, there is no one too great a sinner that he can't save. just the Savior's personal name, Jesus. That name gives reason to go to Jesus, and just that name is enough to condemn forever all who refuse to hear his voice and will not come to him. His name is Jesus, and may just that name above every name be so very dear to each and all of us, all of you too, listening to this message. Oh, it is surely true and sadly a fact that in so much of this world lost in sin, to bear witness of Jesus as the one and only Savior of sinners can seem like news that many times just doesn't go anywhere. Yet it is by the name of Jesus, faithfully preached and testified of in word and deed, and only by that name, that God Almighty, in his sovereign grace and power, still will call and gather and save his people from their sins. In the end, it is by the name of Jesus, bearing testimony to him as only Savior of sinners, as once crucified and now forever risen and exalted Redeemer, that God, by his Holy Spirit, will indeed bring in all the elect, with not even one of his people missing. Will you be among that blessed company of sinners saved by grace, rejoicing in Jesus as only Savior? It is now yet the day of grace, and just the name Jesus for the Savior of sinners is infinitely inviting and most sincerely so. So Paul declares also in Romans 10 verse 11 to 13, for the Scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Will you too live ever looking unto Jesus of Nazareth, the author and finisher of the faith, for yourself, and calling others to look unto him too, while yet in this time of grace? What is in a name? So tremendously much, when speaking of the name Jesus, that is, the Savior's name, above every name, the name Jesus, one divinely chosen, delightfully proven, and infinitely inviting still. Oh, don't miss this good news of the Christian gospel with the Savior's birth and the child's name being Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Dear friends, this radio broadcast is not meant as a substitute for worshiping in a faithful Bible-believing church. If you are not currently worshiping in such a church, you are most welcome to come to our services. To learn about the Free Reformed Churches in your area, check our website at www.frcna.org. Again, www.frcna.org. If you have been blessed by this message, or you would like a free copy of today's broadcast, you can write to The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. That's The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. We are always glad to hear from our listeners. And now, until next week, the Lord be with you all.
For more information about the Banner of Truth and the Free Reformed Churches of North America, visit our website at www.frcna.org. These radio messages are also being posted on the Internet and can be downloaded for free. Visit www.sermonaudio.com and search on the Banner of Truth. Please join us again next week for the Banner of Truth broadcast.